Ephesians chapter 2, hyperliteral translation. And you, being dead in the trespasses and the sins of you, in which once you walked, according as the age of the world this, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit, the now working in the sons of the disobedience, in whom also we all conducted ourselves once in the lusts or the strong desires, passions of the flesh of us, making the will of the flesh and of the thoughts. And we were children by nature of wrath, as also the rest. But the God, being rich in mercy, by means of, or because of, the great love of him with which he loved us, and when we were dead in the trespasses, he made us alive with the Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised with and seated us with in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, in order that he may display in the ages the coming, the surpassing wealth of the grace of him in kindness on us in Christ Jesus. For the by grace you have been saved by means of faith, and this not out of yourselves, of God the gift, not out of works, in order that not anyone should boast of him, for we are a masterpiece, having been created in Christ Jesus on works good, which previously prepared the God in order that in them we should walk. Therefore remember that once you, the nations in flesh, the ones being called uncircumcision by the being called circumcision in flesh by hand, that you were the time that without Christ, having been alienated the citizenship of the Israel and strangers of the covenants of the promise, hope not having and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you, the ones once being far off, having been brought near in the blood of the Christ. For he is the peace of us, the one having made the two one, and the middle wall of the partition having broken the hostility in the flesh of him. The law of the commandments and ordinances having annulled, in order that the two he may create in himself into one new man, making peace. And he may reconcile the two in one body to the God by means of the cross, having killed the hostility in it. And having come, he preached peace to you, the ones far off, and peace to the ones near. Because by means of him we have the access, the both, in one spirit to the Father. Therefore then, no longer are you strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens of the separated ones, and members of household of the God, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, being the cornerstone himself, Christ Jesus, in whom all the building being fitly joined together grows into a sanctuary holy in the Lord, in whom also you are being built together into a dwelling place of the God in spirit.